Firstly, Ronan, many congratulations. You must be delighted.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Sure am. Yeah, it's you know, it was it's brilliant to win, but then to do the course in such a fast time as well is just it's really icing on the cake, I suppose.
Well, you set out your stall. You had your target. You'd put in a lot of planning for the event. But inevitably, the weather plays a part. So tell us just what the conditions were like going around the 555 kilometres of the Donegal coast.
Yeah, like I've done the 555 twice before, and the sort of motivation to go back this time was to, you know, better my time of the last two times that I've done it. And the only thing about that, it is very weather dependent. No, certainly the weather yesterday wasn't... It wasn't too bad for doing a good time, but it certainly wasn't what you would pick if you had a choice. You know, it was a very, very strong wind there, and although it's in your favour, sometimes it seemed to be quite often a headwind yesterday, and especially around Atlantic Drive and around Horn Head there. You know, when the gradients are so steep and you're riding into a headwind, it can be, well, if you let yourself think about it, it can be quite demoralising. But you know, you just try and get the head down and focus on the task at hand, get on with it, I suppose.
And how early on in the race did you feel that the record was there to be broken?
Well, you know, I sort of was going into it knowing that I had that was my target, as I said, was to do the best time that I possibly could. And certainly straight out of the gates and heading for Mobile, I knew that I was on a good day. I was feeling very good. The legs felt good. You know, I was holding the speed on the time trial bike there fairly well, not easily, but as comfortably as can be expected, and I knew pretty much, you know, from the moment we rolled away from Mount Airdrie that I was on a good day. But you know, still then, you know, everything has to go to plan, and there were certainly times just where not everything did go to plan, but that's I suppose is all part of it. It's just dealing with the unexpected, and you know, the crew and the support team and all that were vital and been able to do that, you know, and just when things didn't go exactly as we planned, they were able to, you know, fix bikes at the side of the road, and they were able to get me different bits and pieces of food that I needed, and, you know, able just to kind of keep me calm and keep me focused on the task at hand. They dealt with all those issues, so, you know, I know it's a sort of appreciated, you couldn't do it without the team, but at the same time, there's no way of overstating that, how important a good team is in an event like this.
And this comes not too long after another record that you broke, that Everesting record. Just remind us again of what that involved for those who would not be acquainted with it.
Well, I suppose that was good training for the 555 in hindsight. It was the challenge there is to climb the equivalent height of Mount Everest by using one climb multiple times. So what I did was Memoir Gap, the straight side of Memoir Gap 80 times to get that 8,848 metres of climbing that is the equivalent of Everest. So that was another we did that twice actually, so it was two big days out, but definitely put me in good stand to go into the 555 then after that.
And so what's the plan for the rest of the year? Any other big events planned?
I'm always sort of toying with the idea of going for, you know, something like the Mizzenhead, the Mallinhead record or something like that. But you know, although we all know the two places and we all know the route between them, and it's just a case of getting on your bike and going for it. There's a lot of planning we've done at the same time, and a lot of expense that goes over it as well. So, you know, I've had the Everesting, I've had the 555 now this year. I think unless something should happen to just come up by, you know, by luck or whatever, I think we can call it a pretty good year, all things considered, with the way 2020's gone.
Well, well done once again. And finally, of course, back in 2012 at the UCI Road World Championships, you were alongside Dan Martin and Nicholas Roach. They're in Nice this afternoon. Alexander Kristoff won the first stage of the Tour de France. I dare say you'll keep an eye on that over the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. It made for something to watch there today while I was trying to recover up this morning, and there wasn't I wasn't feeling too up to doing anything now. So it's great to have the tour on, and I think, you know, it was a crash march stage there today. At point it was even neutralised. There'd been so many crashes, so it was good to see both Nicholas and Dan finish there to the fore of the race, and they didn't lose any time, and they seemed to stay upright all day. So for them, it's the first stage done, and they've probably got targets later on in the race that they'll be looking towards.
Yeah, and I think Sam Bennett very much involved. He had a crash early on but recovered and was in the top 10, and his first tour, he'll be one to watch.
Yeah, certainly. It just looked like he got caught a little bit too far back in the sort of the chaotic nature of the bunch sprint coming into the line there, and just with about a kilometre to go, he was definitely very far back in the group. And although he did make it to the front just in time to go for the sprint, all those little efforts, you know, they at that high level, when everybody's on their best and everybody is, you know, so highly motivated for the first stage of the Tour de France, it's very difficult to get away with those extra unnecessary efforts. And that seemed to be, you know, Sam did seem to be pretty fast today. He just had to make one too many efforts, I suppose, to get himself into position to actually be able to do a sprint. But certainly he's in good form. We've seen him there win in the last couple of weeks, and there isn't very many sprinters' opportunities in this year's Tour de France, but I'm sure Sam will have to be one of the favourites for any sprints that do come up.
Well, there we'll leave it. Once again, congratulations, Ronan. Many thanks for joining us this afternoon.